Watson Hall presents.
Your go for APU shutdown on time.
Your go for deploy.
2300 AD, Ian.
Recommend a vector transfer to the BFS.
With Ultra BW as the referee.
That was definitely an E-ticket.
2300.
Yeah. Where is it?
That's one. This was probably fairly obvious last time, but I do plan to keep this fairly light in terms of your exact equipment lists and things.
Well, yeah.
Apart from anything else, you're on this fairly large flotilla. You've got 3D printers, manufacturing capability, stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, you can buy them if nothing else. So, I did notice that you can actually buy a 3D printer. I don't see the use for it for my character, but.
Buy a 3D printer, and then all your...
Yes, the first printer I had, in fact, was specifically designed so that all the parts were either absolute generic commodity things like, you know, sliders on rails and stuff like that, or they could be 3D printed by another of the same machine.
Hmm.
Unfortunately, I needed competence to put it together, and I didn't have quite enough, but, you know. I ended up passing it on to somebody else who did a rather better job, so...
All's well that ends well.
Yeah. There will be... there are a lot of NPCs, and I would love to be able to give you the NPC briefing book. Unfortunately, it is the one that has all their secrets and stuff as well.
Of course.
And there isn't a list that doesn't have that. So I may compile one eventually. But for right now... one key person, Captain Leopold Schmidt, who is the overall mission commander. Commander, I should say, not captain, but, yeah. Born on Tiran, which is the Alpha Centauri colony. He has, Ramvafa experience. He's a former naval officer. Okay, three non-human characters. There is Freya, who is a four-year-old German Shepherd, a slightly uplifted dog. Can do things like what's that? The lab's on fire. Hit the alarm. That kind of thing.
A latte, essentially.
Yeah, pretty much. Trilon is one of the corporate sponsors of the expedition and has insisted on adding a mascot of its own. Its mascot is called Schlumball, which is basically about 5 kilograms of brown goop, which wanders slowly around the ship. If you pick it up, it will dribble through your fingers.
Okay. 5 kilos, did you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is cold and sticky. Strangely enough, it is not terribly popular with the crew. And, yeah, I should also introduce you to Aristotle, otherwise known as Ace, the ship's computer. This is... It's as close as this setting gets to AIs, which is really not very, but you can hold a conversation with it, but you would not be... If you were looking for evidence that it's not a human, you would not take long to find it.
Mm-hmm.
And the chief computer officer, brackets French, has absolutely no idea how it is that it has acquired a slight French accent since coming on board. Mm-hmm. What else do you need to know? This is a multi-year voyage in cramped conditions. And some of them.
So they've been recruiting for people who are extremely patient and have very limited concept of personal space.
Yeah. So the science crew in particular, many of them are going to be in cryosleep for a lot of the actual travel time.
Mm.
Not so much you guys.
Got something to do.
Unit, please. I mean, it's all very well to say mission elapsed time 56, but is that days, weeks, months? I think it's probably days. In. It says say things on the page, this other page doesn't say it either. I would want to, I love you so.
They're trying, bless them.
Editing is hard, let's go shopping.
I'll do it. They can pay me in coffees.
But anyway. And why, for example, does the mission elapsed time start at 55? That's it. Yeah.
Not current year, is it?
No.
It's the only thing I could think of. You know, Imperial year 55 or something.
But, there is a big flashy departure from Earth. There is another big flashy departure from Jupiter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What I want is a boarding shotgun.
Oh. Someone's played RPGs before, I see.
I'm sure I saw a policy on firearms on the mission somewhere, but...
Yeah, not especially keen on it.
Basically, officially, there aren't any.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
In practice, shrug.
Yeah. I have an unspecified weapon, which I couldn't be bothered to choose, so...
Well, that's what I'm just trying to, because I'm just thinking, you know, if I'm sort of, I am sort of kernely, importantly, sort of.
You're not expected to use a boarding shotgun. That's what the entire rest of your battalion is for.
Well, this is it. Well, I don't know. Colonels still get out in the field, especially if they're marine colonels.
Who's going to stop them?
Quite often, whether they're sports staff want them to or not.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, J.J. Thompson flashbacks. Great physicist. His lab staff learned to keep him away from equipment because he would break it.
Brilliant. Someone's going to break all this equipment.
It's not going to break itself. Oh, look, it is.
Well, that's handy.
So the... Are any of you big ship pilots?
Spacecraft.
Right. You might well be taking the Ent Decker out as part of the initial flotilla then. So mm-hmm. you've got the Bayern herself, and then the three smaller ships. And so at least during the propulsion stage, they are going off together.
Yep. I might be, you know, in the second chair or whatever rather than doing it, but I've got it at zero.
Yeah, point the ship in the right direction. Press the button.
Double-check stuff, yeah.
That thrum that all the instruments say doesn't exist that happens every time you fire up a stutter warp drive. Gradually, each cycle takes you, you know, 1 millimetre, 1 centimetre, 10 centimetres. Yeah. Bayern's lit off her reaction drive so that the media can get a big, good shot of the ship vanishing away with flames coming out the back.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I think that's it. Right, turn the flames off.
Yes. How much extra mass have we just ejected because of that?
Oh, it's in the mass budget. The Astronomic and Reckon Institute has done this before.
Mm.
But, yep, so on your way out of human space. There's... Yeah, this is... A lot of the time you're either flying in close formation or docked. There is a fair amount of personnel transfer between ships, particularly in the early stages where there have been robot probes to these star systems.
Mm-hmm.
You already know roughly what you're going to find. But yeah, a few weeks in, you start splitting up the ships. The Anton Dorn is the initial survey vessel, and that's the one that's going on ahead. So yeah, go into a system, poke it with sensors, see if anything interesting turns up.
Mm-hmm.
And in effect, this is where we time in because they come back from a star, so. Unexplored, but it's basically known by only by a catalogue number, BPC-238974. It's a K2 star in sequence. So we got something weird.
What sort of weird are you talking here?
Okay, we've got this. What among the instruments is a gravitational anomaly detector. And it picked up a grumble. Do any of you have engineering?
No.
Nope.
Okay. Neither do several of the people in this mass conference, so.
Yeah.
Okay, so a stutter warp is normally either active and building up charge or in a gravity well inactive and dissipating charge.
Yeah.
And the grumble is basically balancing it on the edge between those two. It is building up a charge and dissipating it as fast as it builds it up. There is
interesting.
There isn't much in the way of practical use for this. It's used when you're testing a drive, because it's quite a finicky process. It's used as a test for engineering cadets. You know, can you balance this and keep the needle in the middle of the dial? That kind of thing. But there's no particular reason you do it in normal ship operations. So yeah, so they fired off probes, and there is something circling the inner planet.
So just double check something. So we would expect that it would just be building up charge from what we know of this place.
Well, no, I mean, you would not expect to find a stutter warp drive at all, and there isn't anything that isn't a stutter warp drive that does this.
Oh, this isn't our stutter warp drive?
No.
I thought
they found a grumble on the gravitational anomaly detector.
And it sounds a bit like they're trying to describe it in terms of a stutter warp drive.
Yeah, because that is the known thing that does this.
Okay. Yeah, and... I was thinking they were telling us about a problem with ours.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's later. they fired off probes. The 2300 setting is very heavy on the remote probes. There is no FTL comms, but you can still do a fair bit with FTL small spacecraft. It appears to be a constructed artifact, using the term really quite loosely. There is a connection to this. It's not entirely unlike the UAC-55 encounter from a few years ago. That was an American-Australian team. They discovered what they characterised as an alien starship in the outer reaches of the King system. That is a colonised system, but it's not heavily colonised.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of floating around in the outer reaches of the system because there's no particular reason to go there. That mission report will be copied into you. It is still classified back on Earth, but the ARI who are running this mission were involved in some of the analysis, so... they characterized it as a mixture of organic and technical and electronic systems. Organic components were beginning to fail. One of the team was killed in a freak accident. They had gone into what they thought was a sleeping chamber, which was later characterized as a waste disposal system. The authorities then put the ship in a dry dock, which appeared to accelerate its decay process. And it eventually ceased to function. Which made it quite difficult to study because, you know, at least half of it was the organic and it's not at all clear what was happening.
Yeah.
So this appears to be a ship similar to that, but bigger. That one was 50 metres long, this one's 200.
Oh, if only they had somebody with them who was used to shipboarding.
Well, yes.
They need to be very careful.
So, they have left an observation probe and come back to report. Commander Schmidt is of the opinion that Bayonet Decker will go into the system. You're still close. You haven't crossed any of the great gaps yet, so any stutter warp ship could make it home on its own. If anything went horribly amiss, and Bayonet will do a system survey from the outer reaches while Ent Decker goes in and takes a closer look.
Makes sense.
Cool.
Start looking at what we can access of these reports, I guess. Try and work out what we might be expecting.
Looking at the old the thing, did they actually have any crew on this ship?
They didn't find any. Also, the systems were in just barely ticking over mode, even when they found it, and they were decaying fast. This, at the very least, appears to have an active drive.
Okay.
Though it's not going anywhere.
Looking at the reports, does it have anything about sort of notable biohazards, environmental hazards that they encountered?
Well, they have the waste disposal system was analysed quite a bit after the fact. They think that this particular patterning in the skin is a warning sign, but they're not 100% sure.
Okay. So I'm just thinking in terms of what sort of gear a boarding team will need. But, you know, it's not obviously, you know, corrosive acid atmosphere or anything like that.
And that ship was in vacuum. And
okay. So.
Not clear what the intended atmosphere was.
Fair.
But, I mean, things still worked, even though it was in vacuum, so.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll want to be ready to try and pull anyone out if there is any sign of, you know, atmospheric issues or anything like that. So we want to make sure the team takes, you know, environment sensors with them and get a sense of.
I mean, I think the assumption would be to board in vac suits anyway.
Yeah, I'm just thinking because I know there's some insidious atmospheres and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or, you know, corrosive or whatever. You don't want the team to be over there and think, well, oh, it's fine. We can get a backup suit to you in just under 7 hours.
Oh, I'm just remembering classic 50s science fiction. We're on the new planet. The captain opens his helmet and takes a... Ah, good, the air's breathable.
He goes for a lot of captains that way.
Well, we tell him that he's the captain.
Congratulations.
Selection process for captain.
But I don't want to be the captain.
Maybe it's one of those things where, you know, you always get those, you know, at the bottom of your cereal, you know, to be new captain of the Enterprise. But it's like, yep, that's how it works. It's, some that's, schlub.
It's the, there's a, Tom,
Tom Jones?
No. Poisoning Pigeons in the Park. My brain's gone.
Tom Lehrer.
Yeah, Tom Lehrer. Thing all about the army.
Oh, yes.
And
makes a fella proud to be a soldier.
Yes. But he hasn't got enough box tops yet.
Mm-hmm.
It is written in the stars. He will get his captain's bars. But he hasn't got enough box tops yet. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Classic. Yeah, so, sorry, what is your name, Mark?
I'm Jethro.
Jethro, I haven't got that
Jethro Kirkin.
Jethro Kirkin.
Okay. Colonel Kirkin, if you really want to be posh, but I'm just Jethro.
About one crew member in 10 sees the way you move and instantly subconsciously snaps to attention.
His highest skill by quite a long way is leadership. Mm-hmm. The army, navy, etc., part of the crew are always very polite to him. He has never raised his voice. Mm-hmm. He has never done anything, but the ship he's on is the most well-behaved ship around. End of story.
My highest skill is jack of all trades.
Hey.
Why have you got a high jack of all trades, or did it just keep
I picked it up twice, randomly.
Hmm.
Yeah. I've got lots of zeros. Many zeros.
Okay.
I think the majority of those are actually things I picked up from my homeworld. right. So are you planning to go off on this boarding party?
It would be rude of me not to. Especially when I look at the vac suits that they've got. Then I look at the vac suit that I've got in my cabin. Then I look at the vac suits that they've got and I think, perhaps I'll just meander along with them just to be on the safe side.
Yeah, this universe does have combat walkers in it, but they are big and clumsy, and frankly, you don't use them for boarding ships because they're just too big and clumsy.
Mm. Well,
it would be a lot easier if you were both going on the boarding party, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I was about to say, you know, do you want me to tag along? Because I've got a sort of broad skill set.
Have you got a vac suit skill?
Yes.
I think you will probably be involved.
Yeah. Can do. How would we get onto it? Just spacewalk or?
Well, you've got a couple of options. Let me just.
Shuttle, I would have thought.
I've got flyer wing if it helps. I think that's probably atmospheric plane now.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So you got the standard.
It's marked before he transmutes. Sorry, I may have been.
Standard pressure suits are plus 7, it needs max suit 0 for reference.
Hmm. I have max suit 1, that should be fine.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a subcraft thing here somewhere. These all terrain vehicles. Aha, there we go. Robots. Message. Drones, remote landers.
Hmm.
I think no, that's not a crew carrying thing.
If there are remotes. I've actually got that skill. Electronic remotes.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. EVA bug. It's much more sensible.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically a single crew. Doing maintenance on the outside of the ship, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, one of the very few actual generic things that they brought along rather than something designed specifically for planetary surveys and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, basically they'll use one of those with the pilot on board and, just some carrying some pipework and its manipulators, and the EVA team hangs on to the pipework.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
Makes sense.
So, yeah, you slide down in the system. Bayern is hanging around one of the outer gas giants and surveying from there to start with, and, mm-hmm. and firing off probes and drones. And the first thing that pops up is telemetry from the observer satellites.
Mm-hmm.
The alien ship is still there. It's not manoeuvred. It's not made any kind of done any kind of activity since Anton Doran left.
Hmm.
Does anybody have navigation?
Is that one of the things we have?
No.
Yes.
Let's have
navigation 1.
Let's have a roll on that.
Oh, you.
Get some D6 out. That is a 6.
Okay, you've not got much of a time baseline to observe this, but you would think if it is actually simply completely quiescent, then solar radiation from the star would be pushing the orbit around, and eventually it would decay and fall into the planet or be pushed away or something, and that hasn't happened, so... You can't be 100% sure, but you get the impression that it's probably at least doing corrective manoeuvres every so often.
Yeah. Assuming it hasn't been here exactly long enough that hasn't happened yet, but yeah.
Indeed. But you would probably want to correct every few weeks, months maybe.
Yeah. Okay, I will explain this to... whoever's listening. So it's probably some sort of system still active. It might be just a subsidiary system that might have, you know, got everything on emergency power or whatever. But if there's some stuff active, which probably means things like doors might work, but also means things like security might work.
Or it might even be the crew come along and say, "Why are you on our ship?
Get out of it, we're having a lovely kip." Indeed.
Okay, you've also got some closer-up photographs. You already had the general skin texture, which could be characterised as green and knobbly.
Overall shape of the thing, one big lump, a long neck sticking out of it, and a smaller lump on the other end of it. Probably that thing at the back of the big lump is a manoeuvring thruster of some sort. But as you're getting closer in observations, Colonel, at least that's a familiar patterning. It's a mid green hull, but with darker discolorations. Which your subconscious says kinetic kill submunitions.
Oh, I believe that may have been in combat.
And either of you a medic?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, let's have rolls for that.
I think we're all medics, actually.
Yeah.
This team.
Yeah. What's the
11?
That'll do.
7 plus what's the stat?
Oof. Oh. Into anyone this case.
Int, I think it is, yeah, 8.
Yeah.
In that case, 13.
Yeah, they're...
I forgot you should add stats. I've just been adding whatever my rank was.
It's not entirely clear how much they expect you to add stats. I feel that it should be done, but...
Yeah.
Anyway.
I know when we've done it with Traveller, we've always added stat in. Mm. So, kind of made sense to me. And I'm sure old school Traveller, you generally, it was the stat and the skill. Partly because you had so few skills.
Probably fairly rubbish stats as well, yeah.
Yeah, and fairly rubbish stats.
But anyway, what you both pick up, it's not immediately obvious because on one screen you've got the visual light with the green and the black stripes. Mm-hmm. And on another screen you've got densitometer readings, but it looks as if those blackened stripes are thicker than the rest of the hull.
Oh, possibly some form of organic hull. Scar tissue, maybe.
Could be right. Which means, yeah, or some sort of semi-organic self-repair system that has a similar deformation effect. Well, we should definitely be careful. We might be entering a biological atmosphere. Atmosphere, you know what I mean? Environment. All kinds of nasties.
On the neck section, there are two openings which, again, as you get closer, you can see, yeah, there are actual metal hatches. They look as if they're standing open.
Can we get a probe in there?
Yes. Have I got any probes? Presumably I have got some form of sensor stuff. This is
well, you've got the space-type probes. Those are what are bringing you the pictures.
No, I'm just thinking, so are there any sort of... because I've got electronic remote sensors.
Oh, but presumably we'd need to... If it's in atmosphere, we'd need to get to it, then put the things in atmosphere so they can fly around. But if the hatches are open...
Well, it depends. Then, yeah. It depends whether there's gravity, because if there's no gravity, your space probes are going to fly around perfectly happily. They'll just fly slightly slower. Because,
yeah, they're a bit big is the only thing.
Okay. Right, okay. Are there any sort of... you know, on the space station, they've got that thing that's about the size of a baseball, basketball, that they've been testing and playing around with now for a while. I don't think I've no idea whether it's actually any good, but, they've got like, and it kind of can float, be where you want it to be and so on and so forth. And it's basically kind of like an interface type thing, but can also be used, from what I remember, as a probe type thing. The idea is that you've got something that when you
are whizzing off to Mars or whatever, you've got something exciting that can be along for the ride and you can have an argument with.
Yeah.
Or something along that sort.
Your weightless pal who's fun to be with.
Indeed.
Yeah, I'm just looking through. My goodness, they go into more detail of vac suits than any game I've ever previously played.
It's really vac suit the role-playing game, isn't it?
I mean, yeah. What comfort upgrade level is your nappy? That's mm-hmm. that is a question that this game can answer for you.
Actually, based on what we're looking at, can we tell if anything is venting from these hatches? I assume not, but it seems worth checking.
Not visibly. To answer the question, I think you can get some kind of small spidery type probe, something like that that could walk along.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm after, really.
Yeah.
Drones or see they're drones, but I don't want a drone. I want a. There we are. The Quinn Mobile System Micro Drone. It's equipped with a ducted fan in the centre of the disc, and it also has six legs that allow it to scurry over the ground.
Mm-hmm. Which book do you have that in?
That's in the equipment.
Okay. I've been looking through the Frontier Living book.
Yeah, and page 91.
Yeah.
Depends whether they've got access to tech level 12, I guess.
Yes, they have. No problem yeah. there. You can have a few of those. Yeah, no problem.
Just seems sensible to have some of those with us. send one into the in through the hatch first, while we're quite literally throw it in there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Take some. You know, is it? We're on digital photos, aren't we?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So, take loads of photos of the opening, you know, as we wait to see what the drone says.
Yeah, I don't see anything about size here, but I would assume quite small.
Yeah, I'm kind of, if you think sort of,
or at least the ones you have are quite small because they're,
yeah, not, I'm kind of really thinking,
they're big.
Yeah, almost like, I mean, if you think that basically something that now, that like a little quad thing, you know, one of the small ones that you can basically control with your phone, I'm kind of imagining something like that, but with legs.
Size, yeah.
Yeah, but with legs. So basically, because obviously it's 100 years in the future, combining the two might be, you know.
Yeah, it's giving me Roomba vibes.
They've obviously got a bit clever to make it work on a single fan without obvious control surfaces. I suspect they're adaptive blades.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So yeah, do a bunch of take pictures, maybe, you know, scrape samples of exterior surface or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Stick electrical things into them to see if it conducts, all the usual.
I'm still very, very fond of that juxtaposition where just above the paragraph saying locksmith kit is the pickaxe, the shovel.
Yes. I did like it. It was very cool.
Yeah. So you can.
Any gases coming out?
No.
I'm kind of guessing.
Look at that.
Yeah. So there's no sign of gassing. Obviously, is there an inner lock? I mean, obviously, this is the outer airlock. Is there an inner one?
Yes.
It open?
So certainly with the drone observation, which is probably going to be a matter of throwing. You're sitting on this rail on the EVA bug,
yeah.
And you probably just want to throw a drone from fairly close range into the airlock.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I want to do.
Yeah.
So things
you can get from that. When it enters, a dim yellow light comes on. This might be bioluminescence. There is no obvious light fitting. It's just part of the hull material is glowing. No gravitational anomaly. Each of these locks has an inner door which looks very much like the outer door but is closed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they haven't. The whole thing isn't open to vacuum, as far as we can tell. That's good.
Looking at the door.
Hmm. There are only so many ways to produce a manual airlock handle.
Yes. Does it look like?
Both of them appear to have this on both sides of the outer one. You can't tell about the inner side of the inner one.
Yeah. About what size is the hole as well? Is it about the same sort of size as our airlocks? Bigger? Smaller?
Let's see. Ooh, we have classic traveller 1.5 metre grid squares.
Actually, we might be using Aquitaine MV4A recon drones,
Having the legs is, given that you don't know what the environment is going to be.
Oh, that's true, yeah. It's probably actually more useful, yeah.
I mean, basically, think of it more or less as a television camera plus some other sensors.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's kind of what I'm thinking is it'll do sound thing. It might do, give you an idea of what the gases are.
Okay, so the outer hatch is just shy of 3 meters wide. And one of the locks looks as if it's about 10 meters deep, and it flares out inside. You can't see. Oh, actually, you've got the drone running around. It's an irregular shape. But it looks as if it might be going as much as halfway across the neck in depth before you get to the inner door. And it's maybe 20 metres wide at its maximum extent. The other lock's about half the size.
So not the way that a human ship would do it. Do we know any of the alien races that would have something similar like this?
Well, if you're thinking biotech, you normally think pentapod, but pentapods are more specific, more controlled than this usually.
Mm.
This does not look like a pentapod ship. At least the colonel has probably met them. I mean, most people have seen them.
So. Maybe they were staging stuff inside airlocks. Maybe they needed to sometimes get long pieces of equipment out with them, small vehicles, like that.
The main body has two smaller protuberances on the side, which for the sake of argument we will call the lower side.
Mm-hmm.
They're not identical in shape. One of those has a large airlock door in the front of it as well.
Okay, so they've got maybe some sort of cargo hatch thing. I think we need to get in there and take a look at this.
Well, that's kind of what I'm thinking, but before we leap in and basically gas it all up and send ourselves to doom, are there any controls that the drone can see inside?
As I say, there's a hand wheel on the inside of the outer hatch and another one on the outside of the inner hatch.
Okay. How large are they? And could the drone, which probably hasn't got the strength to do it,
like it's got a lot of strength.
These are big doors. They have fairly large wheels to operate them.
Yeah.
Also, I think that movement will be quite difficult for those arms.
Yeah.
You'd probably end up, you know, standing on three or four legs and then trying to reach up with the rest, that would be quite tricky.
Okay. Well, I'm probably the most. Disposable of everyone who's gone over. You know, you guys have all got far more useful skills than me. On the other hand, in the event that there are people there to say hello to on the other side, actually I am a diplomat and so on and so forth. So it might be sensible for me to go in, shut the door,
see if we can get the open door and then send the sensors through. The other thing that occurs to me is it would be quite helpful to know if we shut the door, can we still communicate? So if we're talking and we suddenly stop talking, I can open the door again, you see. That's my thought. So shall I go in on my own with the set, but with Curly Moe and Joe? And I point to the I point to my little drones at this point. And do that. I mean, is it just the two of us, or is there a bunch? Or is there
probably have some and NPCs who are surprisingly showing not very much initiative. Some of them may turn into PCs if we're still doing this bit of the scenario next week.
I have full faith. You know, six months to get out of a lift shaft.
I was just listening to the Yogi Orient Express early sessions at that moment when, and Grace has a terrible throat infection this week, so we'll not be speaking, but she'll still throw herself in front of a bullet for us.
This is the kind of dedication we need.
Definitely, definitely. Okay, so basically, I will push myself along or jump off the thing and go into the hatch and shut the door behind me. Can we still communicate?
Okay, so some things happen, but first of all, could I just check? I don't see a master skill list here anywhere. Do we have an actual zero G maneuver skill?
I don't think so. It might be under athletics.
I mean, there's athletics possibly, or there's actually that, using, or there's using a vac suit, I guess, as well, which might be.
Yeah, it's not so much that. Let's have a dex, athletics dex.
Okay.
Athletics is a principal skill used in adverse gravitational environments, specifically athletics decks in level 0.
Okay, so I've got athletics 0. So it's this plus my dexterity of a whole 1. So that is 7, which is probably just one short of what I needed.
Well, I mean, this isn't exactly a pass-fail thing. Maybe it's not quite as elegant as you like. Maybe you bash the armor of your suit against the armor of the hatch as you're going in, as you're landing.
Getting a bit rusty on this. I haven't done this in quite a few years now.
And certainly not sober. Okay, so you establish there does seem to be a floor direction. I mean, it all looks the same, but it's flatter in the direction that we're arbitrarily calling underfoot.
Okay. I shall do that and then pull the wheel to pull the door.
Okay, it moves quite easily. No need for a strength roll. The door shuts. You turning the wheel? Fairly immediately when that happens, you lose communications.
Right, okay. I open the door.
Yep, that's no problem.
And tell these guys... okay, so... We're going to lose communication. If we put, okay, so if we,
There was one of the drones in the airlock with you. In fact, there were several and they lost communications as well.
Ah. So I lost communication with them as well as
You could still talk to them in the same chamber as you, but none of them could communicate through the door to the outside.
Yeah. Okay, so try number 2. We'll get a drone. We will put it on the literally on the one side. And then we'll try shutting it. And can I communicate with a drone that is...
Okay. It's very faint. It's reading as minimal signal strength, and that there's a certain amount of interference. But yes, you can get through.
So contact agent is just about working.
Effectively, you're using the metal of the hatch as an antenna.
Yes. So, my thought is, if I put a drone on either side, shut the door, go to the other hatch, still without turning the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
I can communicate with the one drone.
Yep.
The one drone can communicate with the drone on the outside, and the drone on the outside can say, yeah, there is a, so we actually have some communication.
Yeah. Also, this is rooted in 80s SF, so there is actually software. So that that kind of thing can happen automatically.
Mm. Ah, yes, of course. Yeah. Software. Gosh.
Yeah.
I was thinking we needed to start, you know, soldering things to the metal of the hull to make a, create a conductor.
No. Because presumably the guy who's piloting this, our basically long stick with people hanging on it, or ship-to-ship...
EVA bug,
EA bug transfer protocol, or long stick with people hanging on it. He's not going to be going in, I presume.
Correct.
I presume there's going to be somebody who's going to be outside.
Mm-hmm.
So it occurs to me that he could then act as sent a thing on the outside.
But would frankly rather not.
Yeah.
In case the hull suddenly does something.
And yes.
You're not short of the old drone. You can have a few more sent over from the ship. That's not a problem.
Yeah. I mean, if the worst comes to the worst, I mean, you know, I'm guessing I have a set of drones that I am used to using and so on and so forth, but another set could be sent quite easily and quickly, sure. Presumably. And we just do that. Okay, so let us do that. We basically, with just me and the drones,
mm-hmm.
We go in, pull the door shut, make sure that I've still got radio communication. I tighten the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm tightening the wheel, it takes
a few seconds to realise it doesn't turn that way, it turns the other way.
Okay, I turn the wheel the other way. It's a gas. It's a gas bottle. My God.
There comes a point in the tightening where you've clearly hit the end stop, and when you do that, the lights brighten slightly.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hear a lot of gas hissing outside your suit.
Okay. Looking at the... can our Curly Moe and Joe, can they tell me in any way, shape or form what sort of gases we're getting?
I suspect your suit will do that better.
Or can my suit do that, actually?
There's some oxygen, some nitrogen, some carbon monoxide, some chlorine... you could probably wear it with breathe it with a respirator if you really wanted to, but you bet you don't really want to.
Yeah, your eyes are going to be streaming with this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I will be passing all of that back to, my intrepid friends outside.
And I log everything.
After about 90 seconds, the noise of gas flow ceases.
Okay. I will go to the end. And I will see if I can open the other lock.
Yep, that's loose in your hands.
Okay, so I will open it just enough for Curly Mo. Well, for... Let's assume I've got the Curly Mo and Joe, my extra ones, and I've got... I can basically put... So if they go through, what can they see?
Okay, you've got... A corridor, maybe a meter and a half wide. Opposite you on the other wall of the corridor, not exactly adjacent, is what is presumably the inside hatch of the other airlock.
Mm-hmm.
The space widens out fore and aft. Maybe 20 meters away, what we'll arbitrarily call aft, 30 mm-hmm. meters away, what we'll arbitrarily call forward, you've got more doors.
Mm-hmm. Any sign of, cameras, surveillance equipment, anything that they could turn around and go, Who's that weird bloke walking around?
Well, no, but there isn't really much in the way of stuff anyway. I mean, the lights came on when the drones moved in here, but there is at least one of them had a camera pointing in the right direction and say, well, there's nothing to say before the light comes on that patch of hull is a light. It just happens to be the patch of hull that is now glowing.
Ah, right.
So okay. If they have other things that work in a similar way.
Yeah.
You can't... Being
sort of featureless. Vibe.
Yeah.
Or multifunctional vibe, maybe. Remarkably boring, which is fantastic. I like boring. Boring is very good when you're boarding a ship that you don't actually understand and know. Yes, I think so. I think we're now at the point where I would like you guys in rather than just me. Very much so. We definitely want to leave, let us say Mr. Taxi-Man, outside, who is basically acting as a relay, presumably between us and our ship. So that all of that is basic, so that they're getting all of my sensor readings and so on and so forth. And
yeah, everything's going on record.
And also presumably my, what my, I presume I've got some form of that kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My telemetry and stuff. I presume I've got some sort of data pad built in sort of thing. And I've maybe got a separate data pad again to, you know, for to control the drones and so on and so forth. But, mm-hmm. Okay. I think, yeah. Let me leave Colonel, Curly Moe and Joe in here. Let me put, Linky, I'll do the same again. So literally I'm putting, a sensor literally on either side of the door. Shut the door. Re-engage the lock.
Mm-hmm.
Go all the way to the other end. Does that one now turn?
Yeah, it doesn't start pumping down the air until you nudge that one a little bit and then.
Yeah, so
then,
I start
then,
turning.
Then it goes through
it,
the cycle and unlocks. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's efficient. I mean, rather than us pressing buttons, and my God, there are an awful lot of buttons to press in an airlock. Mm-hmm. And if you press them in the wrong sequence, it can be quite exciting. Rather than the buttons, it is kind of a bit, simple, but nothing wrong with that. Come on in.
Come on in.
Come on in. The air is horrible. Please don't take your vac suits off.
Mm-hmm.
It's also just about water freezing temperature.
Mm-hmm.
So, minus 32 if you're Fahrenheit, 0 for everyone else in the world.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think after the war that very nearly ended human life, we can at least assume as a standard set of... Oh, wait, this is an American game, isn't it?
Oh.
Yeah.
So, right... So yeah, you can get back in through the lock. The inner door doesn't seem to block communications to the same extent. It's a fair bit thinner.
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have
a look around.
Okay. Yep, so basically, you're right, it is boring. So what I want to do is get us, I might want to actually leave at least one person initially in the airlock, even though it's shut and the door is open at the other end. And again, Just making sure that we've still got full connection back to our ship.
Mm-hmm.
That they're seeing what we're seeing and so on and so forth. Yes, I know, I'm aware that signals are degraded and so on and so forth, but...
But that's the, that's the nice thing about digital signal.
Yes, you can do something about that.
How long do those boys of yours stay up, Colonel?
Well,
what's the runtime?
About 24 hours. They're pretty hardy bits of kit.
More if they're not moving around.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so you're in this chamber. As you come out and look around, it basically it's about half the length of the neck, seems to be, this chamber.
Yeah.
And about half of its internal volume seems to be taken up by the airlocks.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's fairly featureless. There's a slightly odd thing.
Ooh.
Because you're starting to get the hang of this is what the inside of the thing looks like.
Mm-hmm.
But there's, let's see. Yeah, there is one section which is slightly bulged in from the otherwise smooth curve of the chamber. And you probably both recognise that this is on the nearest point on the inside to a bit of the outside that had one of those black stripes on it.
Mm.
Oh, so the scar tissue potentially goes all the way through.
Does the...
It looks the same texture and so on. It's just the shape of it is a bit weird.
Yeah, so it could be like an internal swelling that's happened of some kind. But what sort of material is the visible surface? Like, is it obviously organic? Is it
you would say organic? Plastic? It feel. I mean, through pressure suit gloves and so on, it feels like maybe some kind of high grip rubber.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, sort of. I mean, that makes sense. It'll be provide decent grip if you're moving around, and a little bit of cushioning.
Well, with the atmosphere anyway, you wouldn't want exposed metal.
Hmm.
Well, the hatches are metal,
but presumably they're like a brass or some form of because the atmosphere is reasonably corrosive, isn't it?
Hmm. Only slightly.
Yeah.
I mean, oxygen is probably one of the more corrosive things in there.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Oxygen, chlorine, I'm just thinking.
I mean, there was no obvious signs of damage, so it must be reasonably resilient.
Also, the air is apparently slowly getting warmer. It's up to about 1 degree now.
Hmm.
Hmm. Interesting.
Okay. Make a couple of notes, prods.
Start
crudely mapping it.
Towards the head, or, well, you can crudely map it, or you can just look at the 3D map that I'm...
The drones are scanning it.
My systems are creating as we go along.
Probably with those scanning blue laser bars, the beginning of Alien 2.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I will still be doing a crude sketch of it. Because sometimes that's more useful.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Felix. You are Felix, aren't you?
Yeah.
Just double checking. So Felix, towards the head or towards the arse?
Less to explore headwise, I think. So it makes sense to clear that area first.
Okay.
Before we go, I'd like to check, sort of looking at these walls, have we got anything that will mark them? Just like, you know, I don't know what we might carry, but something we do, like a pen or something.
Vacuum-rated Sharpie, something like that.
Vacuum-rated Sharpie or even vacuum-rated duct tape.
Mm.
Yeah.
I would, We'll try with both, actually. Try writing on it.
Yeah, do it.
Kilroy was here. You know, stick a bit of duct tape on it as well.
Yeah, the tape seems to work. The ink seems to stay, at least in the short term.
Yep, that's fine. I'm thinking sort of blazing, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So, especially if we have to make a hasty retreat, we'll have a way to go, oh yeah, we went that way.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, okay.
It's not a super complex layout so far, but...
Yeah, well, I'm also thinking, I mean, how many people have we got with us? Do you want to say 5, 6? It would be something like that.
Well, I think four of you going inside, plus the guy in the pod.
Yeah, okay, fine. That makes sense. Yeah. So, we've left the guy, if we leave, so at the moment, the door to this particular, airlock, we've left it with the inside door open.
Okay.
Yeah. If the guy who's currently stood in the airlock, halfway along, moves along so that he's actually stood in the doorway, we will definitely know where the airlock is because he will physically be holding the door open going, come on, mm-hmm. this way, quick.
And although there is enough light to see by with this dim yellow stuff, you have suit lights as well.
Yeah. So that's one. So the three of us now, will go towards, the door going, towards the front of the ship. Forward.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, yeah, you can make your way across the, let's call it deck without any trouble. This is all zero G. But yeah, you are in a society that does a lot of stuff in zero G. You've got sticky pads on your boots and so on. This is basically not a problem.
Excellent.
The door, however, does not open when you get there. It just sits there being a door.
Is there any obvious way of, is it got a wheel on it similar to this, to the others?
It does not have a wheel.
It might be complaining about the fact that the airlock is open.
Mm. I'll pop back and ask Degsy to.
Well, if he basically pulls the door shut, I mean, we've still got the things on it to basically allow us the communication route. If he pulls it shut, locks it from, pulls it and locks it,
mm-hmm.
we will then try the door again.
Okay. It's not, shining red lights at you or anything. It's just not opening.
Okay.
And it looks as if it might well be a door that I mean, there's no obvious handle on it, so presumably there is something that will open it.
Okay, glance around. I take it this area is also essentially featureless?
Basically, yeah.
I'll have a poke. I mean, just have a poke around. Get the drones to have a poke. See if there's anything pressure-wise. Anything on the floor, pressure-wise. Anything on pads.
There is a pad which is a different colour in infrared.
Mm.
Okay.
It doesn't seem to be active though.
Let's move on because it could be there's some function elsewhere in the ship that needs to be activated before this lot will unseal.
Okay, so this is the front. So the front hasn't worked. Right, yeah, let's go to the arse.
To save time a bit, there is a similar door at the back of this section.
Mm-hmm.
And does that also not open?
Yeah. Also, let's see. One of the other crew walks perhaps a little closer than you have before to the bulge. And round them, the lights dim, and there is a sort of ominous bong noise.
Maybe step back from that.
They do. The lights come back up.
All right, you lot will stay back. Let me have a look at this.
Well, can we? Okay, I will put one of the sensors, I'll get one of the drones to climb up onto the bulge.
That similarly provokes the lights dimming and bong, and the bongs get faster as it gets closer.
Warning system.
Okay.
Warning of sensitive area, vulnerable area.
Walk up, get it to walk away. I map out the bong.
Yeah, basically, whatever's controlling this doesn't seem to like people getting within about a meter of it.
Okay. I will quite literally get the drone, give my Sharpie to the drone, and get the drone to basically push down.
Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
Give us a You're right.
It's that printer noises.
Hey.
Can we get some sensors on the area? Just see, is there anything in any of the spectra that comes up differently for that tissue? Is it emitting anything?
Okay, let's see. Let me have investigate or electronics plus sensors plus int.
Let's try investigate.
This will take a few minutes.
Well, I've rolled a 3, so really, I got 5 overall. It's not going to help much.
Shrug.
Seven including your int.
No, that's including my int.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I've got 0. I'm missing something. You got any browser ideas?
I mean, electronics, I get 9.
That will do. Oh, right, you need to turn the scale sensitivity down so that it's not looking for cosmic rays. Okay. Things you learn. Right, there is a very dense layer immediately behind the rubbery outer layer.
Mm-hmm.
Inside that, there is a thing. It's
organic, inorganic.
It's mostly organic in here anyway, but this is definitely a thing. It moves very slowly. It's about a meter long, about 5 or 8 centimeters wide. Blunt head. I mean, basically, it's a cylinder, except that it is definitely bending and it is moving gently.
I'm imagining a large earthworm.
Yeah, that's pretty close.
Okay, I would like to cross-reference that with what we know of
old chip.
Well, I was going to say species. You know, are there any known animals, animal type aliens that might describe by that?
There's nothing that's a close match. That anybody knows about.
Don't have enormous shipworms or anything.
And nothing that the pentapods would use.
Well, I mean, they could whip one up if you told them to, but it's not one of their standard pieces of kit.
Mm.
No.
Okay. All right, we need to make sure we're reporting this very carefully.
And this is basically seems to be... In essence, this thing is basically in the hull.
Mm-hmm. The shape of the bulge is... No, that's not fair. It's not... The bulge does not conform to it. It is taking up a small amount of the space inside the bulge. But there are possibly others further back.
Yeah, I mean, we did see some sign of several... several scars. So
and you,
okay,
and you, I think just as calibration, you would probably compare that with a normal section of hull on the inside, and the normal sections of hull do not have these things behind them.
Mm. Okay.
Hypothesis. Is this what they were shooting at? Is this what was being shot at with the ship? You know, is this the remains of the ammo?
Possibly.
Would you shoot something, you know, at a living ship? Would you maybe, I don't know, try and shoot some form of parasite?
There's a degree of sense.
I mean, we wouldn't.
But we don't know who we're dealing with.
You know, I mean, it's the equivalent of us basically throwing a spider at somebody, you know, and hoping it's going to bite.
I mean, it could be some sort of android equivalent.
Does it look androidy when we're looking at it with the sense?
You haven't got a visible light image. It's bending all along its length. It's not bending at obvious joint points.
Hmm.
That's all you can really say for sure.
Mm. So snake or worm or
most of the front of its head appears to be mouth, if that helps.
Mm.
Oh,
doesn't really say
like a lamprey
mechanical,
yeah,
does it?
Getting that sort of direction.
Mm. Okay, make very sure we are alerting the ships about this, because that sounds like a problem.
Yeah, we don't really want our ship to be hit by thing with big mouth. Big
what
pointy
if?
Teeth.
Okay. Work with me here. What if we go back outside and we take another look from the outside?
Well, you could get video from the bug.
Yes. I was thinking that we can actually, we don't need to be outside.
That's
okay.
For that matter, Entdecker is sitting between you and the stars, so that when you're in EVA, you don't take up more radiation than you have to. So.
Sorry, just a sec.
Okay. Yeah.
So.
Hmm. I do go, I do. Monthly ship payments.
I will see if I can strip the labels off this deck plan and actually have it available for you next time.
Mm. Yes, that's one thing I've found is, because I'm obviously playing through a 5th edition campaign with the Tuesday night and Thursday night, Thursday lot. For the Sunday night lot, they provide the things. Apart from this one, where the one they provide and say is the player's one, looks remarkably similar to the one that I've got, with all the numbers and also with all the arrows saying, oh, see here for this,
mm-hmm.
sort of thing. So, slightly fertilized with.
What I found when I was running the Pathfinder ones was if I did a image extract on the PDF and just pulled out the bitmap, the dungeon map was in the bitmap and all the labels were in text that was automatically stripped off.
Oh, that's quite cool.
Quite handy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This didn't. This was just a JPEG, I want to say. With the whole shebang in. So it's all right. I mean, the game itself, it's kind of a bit odd. It's one of the, it's the continuation of one of the startup things.
Yeah.
And it gets very weird and very Lovecraftian right towards the end. Well, you're fighting mind flayers, so.
Always good fun.
Yeah. And
just want to give you a hug.
Yes, indeed. And stick this little thing in your ear.
Oh, well, that's Nouveau mind flayers. Classic mind flayers just wanted to eat your brains.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is it. This one now is basically they stick a tadpole in you, and after a little while, you are now another mind flayer.
Mm-hmm.
So, you get strange flashbacks of your previous life. So, it's all right. It's quite good.
Ah, it's data glitch. Just put yourself in for another memory purge.
Yeah. Almost have a shim back.
Yeah.
And back in the room. Have you
been to jam?
Ah.
Now extracted. Okay, so. Sorry, where were we?
Our little friends, the printers.
Considering
looking at footage from the outside, where you go to look, where you plan to look for something specific.
So my theory now, if we're going with the theory that these things were potentially fired at or somehow attacked the ship, then...
Are there any bite marks?
Is there an entry point, essentially? And does it look like it might be easier to get at these things from outside without risking further damage to the ship?
Taking a closer look at the black stripes from the outside, they're very obviously swollen now. But there are no breaks in the skin.
Maybe are we missing something?
If we look through infrared and bits and pieces, can we see the the little thing from the outside?
Outside. The outer skin is blocking pretty much everything.
What's the temperature inside now, by the way?
It's up to about 5 degrees.
So, having seen an awful lot of Holovids, I am thinking at some point that these things are going to just come through the wall at us.
Seems fairly likely. How many in the section that we have access to at the moment? How many of these scar type areas that might contain things are there?
Just the one.
There is one that is moving a little bit, and there are at least 10 more that are not moving at all.
Okay, so quite a few. Yeah.
Do they also have wiggly worms in them?
Sorry, there is one worm that is moving a little bit, and there are at least 10 more worms that are not moving at all.
Ah, right, in that one scar.
Well, going back into the hull. But it's bulging out into this space that you're in.
So maybe
the hull itself is variable thickness between half a meter and 3 meters, more in places.
So they might actually be coming from the back area rather than from outside. Could be something that got loose. Could be the crew.
At which point, why have a hollow area in your ship?
No, I mean, I don't think it's likely, but just hypothetically, It could be. There's been a malfunction. They're trapped in the rear part and they're slowly chewing their way through the hull. I mean, aliens, you know? It's the equivalent of the, you know, using a teaspoon to carve your way through the stone walls of the castle or whatever. I don't think so. I think those things are probably going to come out and try and eat us.
I think they're probably going to come out and try and eat us because, like I say, I've watched too many Holovids.
They look nibbly.
Training
don't they?
Manuals.
Yeah. Okay, so is there anybody with us who is vaguely techie at all? Got mechanics, engineer?
Mechanic zero.
I'm just thinking if we pry the panel off the bit by the door, can we basically try and force the door open?
Let's see, I had...
Are these doors also some sort of metal? Like the airlock, or...
No, let's see. Yes, I'll balance it.
So
conveniently, the two character sheets that I have are the ones that are not you guys. Mason has mechanic zero, but that's as good as you've got in the party right now. I mean, that might well be a thing you could try. You know,
yeah,
give me mechanic and either dex or int, whichever's better.
Yeah. All right, let's give it a shot. Work together. Combine our strengths.
Is this the forward or aft, by the way?
We may as well go back to the forward.
Forwards. Okay. There's less of it. There's less room for it. If it's full of worms, it should be full of fewer worms. That's basically what I'm going for here. I'm resigned to the fact this thing is full of worms.
Also, this probably, if it was a human ship, front might be better.
Ten.
Was that
10?
Okay.
10.
Right. Basically, with a bit of poking and prodding, you find a point where you can get in a lever and just reasonably gently push the thing open. It's not a pressure seal. So, ahead of you, going forward, there is... there we go. Corridor's a bit narrower and it winds a lot more, but there's just about a clear line of sight. There are doors on both sides, two each, and then at the far end, it turns left. And just about at that junction, there is something in the floor. It's not entirely obvious from this distance what it is. Let's see. It's about 30 metres away.
Okay, so...
But there's something on the floor.
Okay, so Curly, Mo and Joe, go investigating.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so with a bit more poking, off to the left, there is... Basically, the end of corridor that you can see is essentially a transverse wall across the ship. And off to the left, there is a door that goes through that wall. This is going to be a real challenge for your noise cancelling, Shim.
I'm going to just be quiet for a bit. You carry.
No worries. The thing in the floor, you would have to characterise, really more than anything else, as a sphincter. Looks if it might open up to about 5-6 feet wide.
How far from the outer hull is our floor?
about as far as you can get. This sphincter is basically right in the middle of the front pod, as far as you can tell. There's space below for another deck. Also, it does not have any of the glyphs that were on the waste disposal system, which, frankly, was more acid and jaws and things anyway.
Mm-hmm. Were there any sphincters on the other... Were there any sphincters on the other ship?
Yes, they appear to have been interdeck hatches.
I was about to say, oh, it's all gone very quiet with Shem, but I've suddenly spotted that he's muted. Is it still going on, Shem? Bless you. Right. So, past the sphincter, what is there? Or is that the end?
So that is the end of the corridor going forward, but there is an opening to the left, which is basically more corridor going to the left, and that leads to the door that will actually take you further forward. So you've got these two side doors on each side of this main bit of corridor.
The sphincter is not the end.
Then you get to the end of the forward travel where the sphincter is, and then if you turn left from there, you can get to another door that will take you further forward.
Okay. Shall we try left and right before we go forwards so that we're not going, oh, look, that's where the crew was after all.
Okay, you've started to get the hang of how to get these doors open now. They're still not opening for you. So let's take the first one on the left since it's the first one you get to. Let's see, it's about 2 to 3 meters wide and maybe 8 to 10 meters long. Mostly bare. There are alcoves along the walls and ceilings. There are raised platforms and bulges protruding from the walls. Shelves, loops, hooks, things like that. There are depressions in the floor.
Does it look like something was there? Or does it look like something is going to extrude to go there?
How would you make that determination?
Is there anything... Okay, so looking sensor-wise in at the walls at where it would extrude from, is there any difference there? Now, I'm very aware that our tech for doing something like this would probably be... something physical would be receding in the wall, whereas obviously if it was organic, it might be something slightly different. But I would assume that there would be some form of, say you've got something in the floor, you might spot that there's some form, I'd know, of increased density in that part of the wall type thing, I'm guessing.
Okay, there doesn't really seem to be anything like that.
Yeah. I guess looking under magnification, whatever limitation of our systems we've got, is there any residue in any of the?
No, it seems to be fairly clean. There's no sort of grease or lubricant or anything of that sort.
Yeah. No particles or anything. Well, obviously it wouldn't be that much.
Obviously, what you do see is against the outer hull, the same symbols that the previous ship crew decided were the disposal chambers.
Let's not go in there.
Well, no, okay. But this does at least give you confirmation that this is the same species.
Well, aura related.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so definitely let our ship know that we have confirmation that what we expect, what we thought it was,
mm-hmm.
actually is the case. Mm-hmm. What's the temperature now?
It's up to about 10 degrees now.
How are those worms looking?
No change.
They move. Yeah. I am kind of assuming that at some point it's going to start wriggling an awful lot more. I reckon about 25 degrees. But let's see what happens. Okay, so
have we now checked out all the doors before the sphincter?
No, we've got a door on the other side.
First room, but as it turns out, the other three lead to very similar rooms.
Okay,
one of them has another door on the far side of it, which leads to another room that is similarly outfitted. I mean, the exact mix of shelves and hooks and loops and things varies.
Yeah,
purpose unclear, but they seem to be broadly the same sort of thing.
Yeah. Let's steer clear of those.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. With all these shells, things of it. If I were to say troop transport and sort of modular, could you put a hammock there? You know.
I mean, you could rig up a hammock to these. It wouldn't. They don't look as if they're designed for it, but kind of the point of a hammock is you can rig it anywhere. So,
yeah.
So, do you want to have a look at this door or this sphincter?
I think we'll stay on the. Well, we know that. I mean, you know, the previous things basically. Confirmed that the sphincter was a way of going between decks. So shall we stay on this deck for a little bit longer?
Makes sense. Try and map this one out. In which case, let's have a look at this door. Have a listen.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I activate my super hearing, which is a thing I have.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've got bionic ears. You have a bionic ear.
Yeah.
There is a little bit of ship thrum, but nothing specific to this door.
No huge squirming sounds, particularly.
Or even somebody going, come on, come on, come on, just three more paces.
That's what you're listening out for. The notable of the string being tense just a little bit more. Okay. Then let's have at it.
Okay. Levering that one open. Okay, this is clearly a bridge. I mean, it's an alien bridge, but a lot of the functions are basically the same. There are a total of 11 what you would guess are workstations.
Mm-hmm.
Where you would think there is a chair in front of them, there are plinths which look, actually, the tops of them look quite like the depressions you saw in some of the rooms just now.
Mm.
There is a holographic display which comes on, shows what appears to be a schematic of the ship.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to focus on. The colour choice is clearly a bit on the strange side. Most of it is a fairly pale purple mauve.
Okay, so looking at it, sort of colour shifted to the infrared.
You're guessing that whoever this was designed for had a fairly wider range of vision than humans.
Mm.
Okay, so it actually goes high and low.
So the main ship is a pale purple, but there are various parts of the ship outlined in amber and green, and they are slowly pulsing.
Mm. Would they also be where the worms would possibly be?
Yeah, I mean, you're supposed to make a check at +4 to realise that, but yeah, at least some of them are consistent with that, and quite possibly all of them.
Okay.
Okay, well, let's record all of this, obviously, make sure the ship gets it.
Can we see where the hologram is being projected from?
Yep.
Does it look reasonably similar to our sort of? I mean, I presume again, there's only so many ways you can skin a hologram projector.
Well, yeah, I mean, you need laser emitters and various cunning ways of tuning them.
Yeah.
On the other hand, the things that look like control panels look, depending on how you look at them, either far too simple or far too complex, depending on how much of a spectrum you're looking in.
Mm-hmm.
Does somebody want to? Oh, let's see. You can make science, cybernetics, or electronics computers with int or edu. To try to learn something here.
I've got a jack of all trades. I mean, I'll try it. Oh, I've also got pilot spacecraft. If that helps.
Electronics with int.
Oh, am I mute? I'm muted. I'm muted, that's why. I muted myself.
10!
You can do it.
Okay. The impression you get is that, given the number of controls, you probably need to do several things at once in order to achieve anything. Possibly you would need more than two hands to do this.
You know, okay, so... Again, back on the worm type thing. Something that basically could extrude pseudopods or something like that?
Well, I mean, if it can extrude pseudopods, it can do anything. You didn't see any sign of those on the worms you saw.
No.
Might be something tentacly. Yeah. Got these depressions. I mean, size-wise... Either they squish, or they can fit fairly easily in a 1 meter wide cupboard, 1 meter wide corridor. So you know, there's that.
Well, the worm you saw was about 5 centimeters wide, and about a meter long.
Not the worms, the crew. Because you said the corridor was about a meter wide when we came in. So whatever these crew are, they're probably not more than a meter wide.
If they are of a size to treat these plinths as seats, then you know, two or three could pass each other in the corridor, no problem.
Yeah. So just so we're getting a sort of general, very vague picture of these creatures. And we've not seen any sort of equipment anywhere that gives us a clue. You know, there was obviously a helmet or glove or anything like that.
No, it doesn't seem to be. Is that a reasonable place to break?
Yeah.
I would think so. That would seem to be rather good.
Yeah, thank you, Roger. Intriguing space mysteries.
Yeah. And hopefully we're kind of... I'm trying to think that we're reasonably... I'm trying to treat us as reasonably competent individuals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a stretch, isn't it? It's really challenging.
Which for warts and all is not really what we're good at. But
we went through what, 4 or 5 doors?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 at this point. Including the airlock.
I mean, you didn't think we'd get through the airlock, did you? You thought we'd ask about the...
I've printed out this mini-adventure and the next one, but, you know.
I have full faith.
Yeah, we will either skip through it entirely or spend 4 hours tinkering with the airlock trying to work out exactly how it resonates.
One of the things I quite like about this is that there are things you can do. I don't think it's giving too much away to say that there are things you can do. But you can also just decide, okay, we've learned stuff. More would be dangerous. We'll go back to the ship now and leave. And you know, that's not going to automatically be a fail.
Yeah. No, I like it, because obviously in the context we've got a broader mission. This is just a thing we're having a look at on the way.
Mm.
So that automatically creates a kind of space to do that, which is nice.
Mm.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, see you next week.
See you next time.
Same bad time, same bad place.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Cheers, bye.